So this is actually a courageous talk, because you're kind of setting up yourself in some ways to be ridiculed in some quarters.
You can get shot by both sides. You can get shot by the hard-headed atheists, and you can get shot by those who, you know, fully believe.
Incoming missiles from North Oxford at any moment.
Indeed.
I'm sure of this. But you left out one aspect of religion that a lot of people might say your agenda could borrow from, which is this sense that's actually probably the most important thing to anyone who's religious, of spiritual experience, of some kind of connection with something that's bigger than you are. Is there any room for that experience in Atheism 2.0?
Absolutely. You know, I, like many of you, meet people who say things like, but isn't there something bigger than us, something else? And I say, of course. And they say, so aren't you sort of religious? And I go, no. Why does that sense of mystery, that sense of the dizzying scale of the universe, need to be accompanied by a mystical feeling? Science and just observation gives us that feeling without it. So I don't feel the need. You know, the universe is large and we are tiny, without the need for a further religious superstructure. So one can have so-called spiritual moments without belief in the spirit.
Actually, let me just ask a question. How many people here would say that religion is important to them? Is there an equivalent process by which there's a sort of bridge between what you're talking about and what you would say to them?